once again, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Melody Siderstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, September 26th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just peachy keen, thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So am I. I really am. We had just a dab of rain today. Got the dust dampened a little bit. About it. But it's better than nothing.
That's better than nothing. And,
better than nothing.
Well, we got a little bit of... I'm going to think the same way about gold. A little bit is better than nothing.
Okay.
We did have a high of 1513. We had a low of 1499. And in the New York spot price after market, we have a 1505, up 40 cents, so we're going to take it. Silver, though, didn't fare as good, was down 8 cents today at $17.90, but we had a high of 1812 for the moment. Platinum was up $5 at $935, and palladium was up 21 at $1672. The USDX today, I can imagine, was stronger as it was, 0.19 at 99.21. Crude oil was up 4 cents at 56.53. And the paper markets today, we're going to get to them. It was a hectic day today, as usual. And I didn't have a chance to follow much of the markets. The Dow was down 77 points. So it's kind of shrugged off all the impeachment talk. 26,892 for now. The NASDAQ was down 46 points at 8,030. The S&P was down 7 at 2977. 10-year yield, 1.68%. Let's see. And that's really kind of... Bitcoin was down another 5%. Almost ready to break that 8,000 level. So aren't you glad you have gold instead of Bitcoin? Gold's going up.
Absolutely.
Bitcoin's going down.
Absolutely.
And
gold is going up and holding its ground.
Absolutely it is. And so we have a lot of strength in that dollar, and gold did well. So we might see it pull back a little bit tomorrow, but depending on what goes on overnight and how the markets are going to absorb what's going on in D.C. and so forth. We had the U.S. trade deficit in goods. Let's see, that came out today. And I'm just bringing this report and sharing it with you the same time I saw it today. The advanced trade deficit in goods widened to $72.8 billion in August, and that's up from 0.5% from the month prior. This is from the Commerce Department. And... let's see if there was any other things interesting in there. Both imports and exports rose in August, but imports rose at a faster pace. The gain in exports was led by vehicles and industrial supplies, and that also includes oil. At the same time, the gain in imports were led by consumer goods. Well, of course, imports may have risen slightly after President Trump announced on August 1st that the U.S. would slap 10% of tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods starting at the beginning of September. And I think that's pretty much captures the trade deficit doesn't capture the fact that the world trade volumes are falling, all pointing a finger to the trade war with China and China's cyclical slowdown. So that's what they're kind of pointing all the fingers to. And so perhaps August numbers and November, we're going to see a lot of these numbers change. And perhaps they might be a little more drastic than what we're actually seeing today. Let me see if there's any other major financial news out there. The second quarter, I guess they probably, well, it won't let me bring up this page, but it looks... like they revised the U.S. economy grew at a modest 2% annual rate in the second quarter. And, of course, that is sharply lower than the 3% plus growth rates that we're seeing over the past year. Everybody believes that the growth is going to slow even further in the coming quarters. And The April-June increase in the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services slipped. And this is, I guess, in that we had a 3.1% gain in the first quarter. So, yeah, that is a big drop. And, again, nothing is reflecting any of these numbers. And one day these numbers are going to mean something. And we know half these numbers, you know, all we don't know which way they're fudging anymore, but certainly to the downside, you'd have to think that they're a little more real, I guess, depending on how you want to view them. But anyway, so, Butch, I think that's pretty much U.S. business investment was weaker in the second quarter than previous estimated. We did have, yesterday we talked about mortgages, U.S. pending home sales, they rose a little bit more than expected in August. The Dallas's Fed Kaplan says global economy is fragile. U.S. sanctions Chinese shipping companies for the U.S. is sanctioning Chinese shipping companies for Iran oil dealings. That's kind of interesting. Global oil shipping was thrown into disarray after the U.S. imposed penalties on a handful of Chinese tanker firms for continuing to carry Iranian crude after sanction waivers had lapsed in May. Four shipping companies, including a unit of Costco Shipping Corp, were charged with knowingly violating restrictions on handling and transacting Iranian petroleum. It just always amazes me, Butch, how we can sanction other countries for doing what needs to be done in order for... And yet this comes from a speech from the UN that tells countries they need to do what they need to do for their own country, but then we put sanctions on them so they can't. So go figure.
You know, it is amazing that we are the daddy or the mommy of the whole world. You know, you got to obey us or we'll punish you. I don't know how we got to be that way as a country. Well, I do. I mean, we turn into an empire. And empires always have a bad ending. But I'm amazed also that no matter what happens, I mean, impeachment is a big deal. And the markets still don't react to that. I don't know what to think. I mean, nothing has fazed them at all. I mean, I believe if they declared war on Iran, it might be a brief dump for a day and back up the next time, Melody. There's just something really odd about these markets. They're not reacting as they should. I think it's all artificial, of course, but it keeps people confident and keeps them investing. So,
you know, everybody says it's because everybody says it's because of the computer trading. They've taken the emotion out of trading, but ladies and gentlemen, it still affects the markets. You can take the emotion out, and it should still affect the markets, whether computers, because people have to input the information. They have to compute. They have to program these computers, and eventually, something will overtake. And when it starts selling, Katie, bar the door, because the same pleasure that you enjoy with the markets going up will happen to the markets going down. And people usually, the insiders, make more money with markets. They used to, anyway, used to make more money with the markets going down because it's such a rapid drop. And they make tons of money. And but anyway, you want to talk about what's going on?
Especially when they sell off their stock at a high price and then rebuy it when it drops. I mean, that's how they made the fortune in the last depression. I mean, the smart guys sold everything off whenever they went down. The Rothschilds and the rest of them bought up at a cheap rate, and they come out smelling like roses. So that's the way it is. I mean, people that are on the inside have information you and I are not privy to, and that's how they get by with it. And that, of course, it's against the law, it's supposed to be, but that's only for folks like me and you.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Let's get into... Oh, gosh. Here we go again. I mean, it is so sickening. But I'll make a few comments, and of course, I know you got some of you'll make too, but the whistleblower, you know, is supposed to come out. I think he's supposed to come out and maybe even testify, but he doesn't want to. But I will say this. If the Dems don't make this work, they're going to be in sorry shape. And if Pelosi just took a big gamble for the whole Democratic Party. If she wins, then she's going to be a hero to Democrats forever. If she loses, And this doesn't do anything. It doesn't amount to any more than the Russian gate, whatever it was. It's going to hurt them for a long time in the future. I do believe this because people are getting. I think people I know don't think. I know they are getting sick of hearing this. They truly are, and it's getting to the point now that even Giuliani was talking on talk show to the Fox guest. And I'm trying to think of his name. Hahn, I believe it was. He told him, said, if you don't shut Hahn on Fox News, Mr. Hahn, I think his name is Chris Hahn. And he was talking to him in an interview, and he called him a moron. And I'm serious. I'll read what it says here, if I can find it. I'd like to say to you, Mr. Hahn, I should sue you for libel. You usually say incredibly stupid things, Giuliani said. The Ingraham angle after Hahn accused Giuliani of spreading libel and making things up against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter after Giuliani said the State Department directed him to gather evidence on the Bidens. You're a public figure, so then you know the libel law, said Hahn, a former aide to Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer. And Giuliani said, shut up, moron. You don't know what you're talking about, idiot. Now, this is on... These are two adults, I guess, on a talk show. And Giuliani said, shut up. You know, you idiot. You moron. Now, this is, of course, over what's going on with the so-called leak. But, in a sense, it's backfired against the Democrats also because Trump, because of this controversy, raised $5 million for his campaign in 24 hours. So the base has been energized, I guess you could say. And they're even backing him more because they think there's been another witch hunt. And I have to tell you, I read the transcript. If the transcript is what they said it was, I read it. There was nothing there impeachable in that transcript. Nothing. Knowing what Biden did with his son and what they had done by the then president of the Ukraine was far, far worse under Obama. But nothing said about that. But if the transcript is accurate and it is what it says it is, yeah, he mentioned about Biden and his son, but I didn't see anything there where, you know, if you don't do this, I'm not going to give you money or whatever. And even the president of the Ukraine said he didn't pressure me. There was no pressure in this. So I really believe the Democrats are just trying to find some way to shut him down again. If it is just all for show, and I'm not sure it's not, because everything I've seen in politics for years has been he said, she said, just to bring up a rigmarole so they'll have something to cover up other things. I don't know for sure whether this is for real or not, but I do know the Democrats took a big gamble here. And if they lose this one, they're going to lose the election because people are going to be fed up with hearing this. They're really building it up like it's really something huge, Melanie. I don't think it is. What's your opinion on that?
Well, number one, I don't think the one thing that it is doing, it is strengthening the bases on both sides. And I don't think this will be a backfire on the Democrats because most of the Democrats out there, I mean, they want Trump out of there anyway. So I think it will strengthen their base also. What I have problems with is my question is who really released this information? If it strengthens the bases, well, you know, that's kind of beneficial. And if you thought it would strengthen your base, wouldn't you release some of this information? And I mean, I could take this in three different directions, and none of them are good. I read bits and pieces of the transcript. I glanced through it. I didn't really look at it. And you're right. There really isn't a whole lot there. I read a little bit about the whistleblower, and he didn't even listen to the conversation. It was somebody that was reporting to him. So basically, it's a hearsay type claim as far as what went on and so forth. But what I do have a problem with, I'd have a problem with this with any president that's in that office. I could care less who's in there. I have a problem with Giuliani. I have a problem with him being sent over to Ukraine. He is supposed to be President Trump's attorney. So what is he doing? U.S. business. What type of clearance does he have to be Trump's attorney? That's where I have issues with. Just as I had issues with Kushner. Just as I have issues with Ivanka. I don't know. Could be perfectly legal and fine. But to me, it stinks. Well, and it could be any president in there.
I agree.
And President Trump is the president, and if he needs advisors, fine. Then make Giuliani his advisor. But when Giuliani is on these TVs and from these, he's basically foaming. He doesn't even make sense half the times. We didn't like him when he was mayor of New York. Now all of a sudden he's buddies with he can do anything he wants. That's what I have issues with. Do you think people really change in their hearts?
No, not he hasn't.
Some
for sure
do.
Some do, but there has to be a change from somewhere greater power than they are. It doesn't happen without somebody helping, and that's Christ, of course. But, you know, it does make me angry that just because Ivanka is his daughter and Kushner is his son-in-law, that they get privileged to be on the inside of everything going on in our leadership. They have no business, no business at all, just because their family being able to do that. That is favoritism, and that makes me angry that he did that. It makes me angry if anybody done it. That makes me angry that he did that, and he hasn't recanted at all. He just keeps on going down the same road.
But Giuliani is supposed to be his personal attorney. What is he doing in Ukraine with business dealings, scoping about? And if this was part to get the dirt on his opponent, that's wrong. I don't care if it happened before; it was wrong then. It's wrong now. It'll be wrong tomorrow. It'll be wrong 4 years, 8 years, 20 years from now. It's wrong. Particularly when you're a sitting president.
How long do you think it'll take to get this thing settled out and the decision made?
Well, my question, is it an impeachable offense? I don't know. I'm not an attorney. So it doesn't seem, and that's the point that I believe that they would have to prove. And I don't think it's a provable.
I don't either.
I don't think it's provable. So and he should be innocent until proven guilty.
I agree. But I think it's a big to-do over nothing. I really do. I think this was a reason. There's a reason for that beyond what you and I know they're telling us on TV. It's not because you made this phone call. I know there's more to it than that. I think you do, too. But what it is, I don't know. I hope it'll come out sometime soon, because I don't want to hear this for the next year to election. I mean, going to impeach or not. I'm tired of hearing this. Either do it or don't. Just move on. Let it play out in court.
Yeah. But this is more division, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
when you think about we're heading into a break right now. We'll bring that back, because here's a headline we're going to talk about. The headline from Market Watch: Trump impeachment inquiry and brutal 2020 election is going to further stoke toxic workplaces. We'll be back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, Butch. I mean, this is just crazy, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how this is going to go and so forth, and, you know, I don't think they can prove, and President Trump should be innocent until proven guilty. It's that simple. What's interesting is next year's presidential election, how it is dividing and polarizing this country.
Even worse than the last time.
You know, worker turnover because of toxic office cultures has already cost companies $223 billion in the past 5 years, and that's up from 24% from 2008 to 2012. These turnovers could climb higher in today's politically charged environment. Toxic work culture flourishes when companies don't address worker disagreements, and politics can surely spawn these disagreements. And so we're seeing a division already in the workplace. It has been multiplied. This comes from the CEO, Johnny Taylor, SHRM president. He says the mounting political pressure, the polarization is forcing human resource managers to venture into new territory and affecting employees' ability to do their jobs. We have to manage the political division at work, and in the past, HR would never do that. We just say, don't talk about that at work. They're talking about it. Who isn't talking about it? We've got to figure that out. He says managers should bring workers together and let them discuss the issues, but with clear rules about being respectful and civil. Have you seen these two sides being respectful and civil of late?
No, I haven't. But, you know, this started a while back as far as division of the country. You know, when I grew up in a little neighborhood called Monterville, West Virginia, just a little small mining community, really, and it was called Monterville because it means mountain village. But nonetheless, we had people there, and no one paid attention to last names, like Ham. You know, it was supposed to be, I guess, Jewish, and Panakovich was Polish, but no one paid attention. You know, different names, different people. We didn't pay. We all went to live in the community. We all got along, went to school together. The one that's saying is, you know, Polish American, White American, Black American. We were Americans. We lived together in harmony because we just were who we were. Where society was. We had one goal, and that was just to, you know, to go out and try to earn a living for our families and live together in peace. But that started changing, Bill. It started going into all this division on purpose. Divide the whites from blacks and blacks from Hispanics, whatever. And now it's going into politics big time between the parties. And it's not only there. It's, of course, between homosexuals and Christians and on it goes. The divisions and the polarization is getting worse every day. And when this finally blows, it's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be a civil war. I just put an article in this month's magazine. A rapper in Sweden sung a song about killing white people. Another person in California put out a movie, "Why Don't We Kill More White People?" Now, I'm not making this up, folks. This is scary. It's wrong. And it's scary. They want division, and Christ warned that a house divided will be destroyed. And that's the way it is. They're separated, Melody, so they weaken us. They cause chaos. They cause violence. You got violence, you have to have gun control. And when you have immorality, you got to have more laws. Immoral people cannot be a free people. They can't govern themselves. They have to be governed by government. So this is what it's all about. And this is just more chaos to bring forth more division and split the country again, a different direction.
Well, you
now,
know,
I said all that. I hope it makes sense to you.
Yeah, the staffing company, Robert Half International, they said that they found 22% of workers got into a heated discussion with a coworker during the last presidential. You know that number is going from 22% to 50%.
Oh, yes.
Another 15% said that their productivity slipped because of the water cooler political talk. I mean, the hotline, they have a hotline. They've already received 60,000 queries this year. The human resources received 60,000 queries this year on how to handle politics in the workforce.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's 10% of the 600,000 hotline calls that they receive in a year. And in 2016, they received 30,000 calls about handling the hot-button topics. So, you know, I mean, this country is so divided. It's not only going to be in the workplace.
It's going to
be. It's already in the families.
Yes, it is.
I've seen sisters not talk for years. This was back during the Obama when he was up running. So it's just not this election. It actually really started, I think, probably with Bush and Gore with that election.
It's so sad. I have a listener to the radio program called, it's been a while back, from California. He went to college out there, and he's talking about having to control guns. And he said, but guns don't kill people. People kill people. And they called the cops on him. They was afraid he might be a terrorist. And they said, this guy going to school there. They was afraid he might turn into a terrorist because he made that statement. And this is a true story. That's how divided we are. That's how touchy people are. And eventually it's going to blow up in a situation that's not going to be pretty. It's going to blow up into violence. And Melody, you and I don't want that. That's the last thing a Christian wants is violence. And we don't want that. But that's what the enemy's trying to do. And it's working. It's working.
Yeah. And we all knew that the U.S. was going to send troops to to Saudi Arabia. But the U.S. is also sending one Patriot missile battery and four ground-based radar systems to Saudi Arabia. Didn't know that.
No,
two more Patriot batteries and a THAAD missile defense system will be prepared to go later if needed.
And more fuel to the fire.
Yeah. And so kind of interesting. So military commanders and defense leaders have been working since last week to iron out what military aid to send to the region in response to what U.S. officials say was a brazen and unprecedented cruise missile and drone attack by Iran on Saudi. And I've been talking all week about the interview I saw with Rouhani, Chris Wallace, Fox News. Don't see anybody replaying that interview now anymore, do you? No, this impeachment is a pretty good distraction, isn't it? People want to know part of the truth, half the truth, or even listen to the other side. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to believe anything that guy says. You can sit there and say he's a liar, 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 pants on fire. But at least you should listen. People should be able to hear. I saw an interview with the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Pretty interesting. Things are heating up in that Kashmir region more so than I thought. You don't hear anybody talking about that.
No, you don't.
He's begging for the United States to be the arbitrator on that. And he talked about Afghanistan. He says, ain't nothing you can do in Afghanistan. And he says, I'm going to tell you a little bit of history. And that's what this country doesn't know. It's what our politicians don't know. They don't know history. All they know is money.
And add on top of this, all this stress and fighting among the people, as finances get tighter and tighter, it puts more stress on the people. People start realizing that they can't pay the bills, and all this chaos around them just makes it even worse. Fuses will blow, Melody. It could get really nasty. I'm serious.
Someone or something has to get this. You're right. We need someone out there to settle everything down. But they're not. No, they're. Remember, The only thing that makes sense, Butch, is it's by design. This is... These situations, these crises, you don't let one go to waste.
No, you don't. That was even said, but I can't remember who said it. Yeah.
Clinton's.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think it was the Clintons. I think it was the Clintons.
It was somebody that worked for them, but that you don't let I don't know. I can't remember who said it, but you don't let this go to waste. But this is part of the plan. It truly is. The whole system is working against the, we'll say, the common people. But I know personally people that I've known for years by radio who are really ready to pick up and go. And I mean go to war. And I caution you, don't let this push you into a corner where you be the aggressor. You know, you should never be the initial aggressor in a war. Defensive war, yes, but you don't want to be the one that starts it. But there's a line drawn, Melody. You can only back up so far. And I don't know where that is yet.
Oh, well, yeah, and we don't, and so that's, you know, I don't like talking about...
No one does. That's any sense, yeah. You know, but it is. You move on now, or you want to get a little further on that?
Let's move on. Everybody needs to go to yoga and take meditation classes. We all need to bring it all down a level, take deep breaths and release. Deep breaths and release.
Well, then come down somewhere in the front porch and we'll all drink a cup of coffee together.
Now, coffee will fire you up.
Well, then we'll drink a glass of iced tea. Or lemonade,
caffeine
whatever.
Caffeine
free. or lemonade. But again, on the economic side, because we all know this is true, annual health insurance costs hit record high of above $20,000 per family. That's average cost. And I know personally, even when Marsha and I were there, we left at home. Between the insurance, which cost me about $6,000 a year out of my own pocket, and the company paid some of it too, but I paid $6,000 a year, and about $10,000 in deductibles. So I paid up $16,000 out of my pocket before you have benefit out of the insurance. But Melody, that is another stress on people, especially those people, you know, that were, say, are older now. They can't swing it. Medicare doesn't cover it all, and it's... It's really stressful on young people. They're trying to raise families, can't even afford to pay the house payment, or car payment, but their insurance goes up. This is another factor, I do believe, on the stress of American people. Insurance, health insurance cost is out of sight. Any comments
truly
on
is.
That?
No, you know? we talked a lot about that yesterday because it's a crowd. What I don't understand is how did these families manage? I mean, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. And that doesn't even... I don't know if that includes deductibles or not.
Well, or that's I just know the... I know that this is $20,000 a year. They said it includes about $6,000 a year for the policy. And I'm adding about another $14,000 deductibles for the whole family. You know, so, I mean, it's just a huge... it's just a huge mess, and I don't see any simple answers to it. I know people that are really seriously struggling to pay the bills and doctor bills. If you don't have insurance, you go to the hospital for one night, you're going to spend a couple thousand dollars at least. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And another article. This I didn't realize, but I guess I should have, because in West Virginia we have a lot of lumber. Coal mines are number one thing, but lumber is another thing. It's a crisis. Lumber mills slash jobs as trade war cuts deep. U.S. exports of hardwood lumber to China have fallen 40% so far this year. The big bet that the U.S. hardwood lumber companies placed on China over the past two decades is collapsing. China was a savior of sorts for the industry after the financial crisis last decade. Customers there kept buying oak and ice boards in large quantities while construction and furniture production fell in the U.S. So China kind of kept the lumber company going also. Now that's collapsing. And here in West Virginia, all the ice trees have died off, some kind of fungus. So it's not good. Even the lumber industry, which you never think about, you know, you read them because they're there. But every time you sit down in the chair on your couch, you have to realize this is made out of wood. And your home made out of wood. If the lumber industry slows down and starts cutting off, it's going to hurt a lot of people, not only in China, here, but as far as losing to China, but just people in general, you know, you and I, prices will start going up. That's all there is to it. So, any comment on that?
No.
You're very quiet today.
I said my piece.
Okay. Well, you done went through the whole thing. Okay. Well, this is in the Week magazine. Again, President Trump's trade war with China has cost the U.S. economy 300,000 jobs, reports Moody's Analytics. The figure is expected to rise to 450,000 jobs at the end of the year and to 900,000 at the end of 2020. So we're talking about almost a million jobs being the next year, if this article is right, lost because of the trade war with China. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how do you respond to that? I mean, what do you say? How do you know whether it's right or wrong?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, I think that the tariffs and the trade war, I mean, certainly might have an impact, but I don't think anybody really knows the real impact, because everything is all lied about anyway. So those who don't like it are saying how bad it is, hoping that, you know, just to... So we really don't know, I don't think. You can say it has an impact, but... Or is it other things that are slowing things down? Just like the normal economy. The condition of the economies in general are slowing down. Might not have anything to do with the tariffs or the trade war yet. So certainly these companies are, you know, billions of dollars are supposedly be coming into this country. But they're making billions of dollars on the products. You know, so I mean, if you're making, and I'm just making these numbers up, I mean, if you're making, you know, 500% on something, and now you have to, now you're only making, you know, 480%.
Yeah.
How's that
going to
slow much down? But I haven't come to my conclusion. I'm sure it has an impact somewhere along the lines, maybe in areas that I don't quite understand and the, you know, so forth. But, you know, I go back to what my customer told me. He says, we're going to keep buying. Can't get it cheaper anywhere else. That's not going to stop us from buying from China. We, you know, so it filters down eventually. So,
well, all I know is it's a massive, massive chaotic state of information coming from all directions on all different issues. It's hard to discern what's true and what isn't. And I've always said time will tell. That's the only way I can tell. I'll just wait and see what happens.
Hey, we're heading into the last break of the day. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I guess, today was Marsha Jean's birthday, correct?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, 25th.
Oh, I was a day late on Facebook.
That's all right. That's all right. She's getting age now. She tries to forget it, but nobody let her.
Yeah, well, I remember my 39th, you know. Every year I turn,
right?
I'm going to remember that every year, yeah. Hey, here's a quick little article.
Gracious.
This was actually reported on the 24th. It was updated yesterday, and this is how Venezuelans were arrested with $5 million worth of smuggled gold at Broward Airport. They've been charged with smuggling $5 million worth of gold bars that were hidden inside the nose of a private plane that landed at the Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport last week. Passengers Jean Carlos Sanchez Rojas and pilot Victor Fossi Grico were arrested Friday at the airport after flying from Caracas, Venezuela. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents saw loose rivets on the plane's nose compartment. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're flying your plane and you put gold in there, just make sure those rivets are tight. And the gold was hidden under a metal panel inside the nose. Let's see. The arrest may aid a wider U.S. investigation seeking to target gold smuggled from Venezuela into Miami and believed to enrich the beleaguered regime of Maduro. So, you know, probably
wow.
Looking about, I don't know if I estimated it properly, maybe about 600, you know, plus ounces of gold. And that really isn't, I mean, it is a lot, but...
Well, you forced me to tell you this one. This is in a Week magazine. I'm not making this up. A solid 18-karat gold toilet was stolen this week from Benham Palace, birthplace of Winston Churchill. The toilet weighed, the commode weighed 227 pounds worth $4 million. A solid 18-karat gold commode worth $4 million. Now, that's, I think it's a little bit extravagant, but somebody made off with this money. They'll melt it down and sell the gold. What can you say, you know? But anyway.
But back to this. It was $5 million worth. It weighed about 230 pounds. And I guess they are actually, Miami has become a smuggling hub for such illegally mined blood gold, they call it, that is purchased by U.S. refineries and ends up in jewelry and electronic devices. The illicit pipeline was revealed in 2018 Miami Herald series called Dirty Gold, Clean Cash. They'll do anything. You know, they'll do anything to destroy gold.
Sure.
You know. And so, you know, again, it's kind of makes you wonder, you know, where it goes from here. Making it illegal to own, perhaps?
They did it one time before, didn't they?
They did. They did.
That's a fact. You know, and I don't know, but I think an 18-karat gold toilet is a little bit overkill, just my opinion. But anyway,
right.
Moving on to something here, I think a couple of articles that I think are very interesting. Article says, will the U.S. become a socialist country? Too late, folks. It is a socialist country. And Democrats now coming out saying they are socialist. I mean, they're not ashamed of it. They use a word. They're not ashamed of that. They are socialist. And to support that article, support for universal basic income is on the rise, according to New Hill Harris X poll released on Wednesday. The nationwide survey found that 49% of registered voters are in favor of government-issued basic living stipend, which marks a six-point spike compared to a similar survey in February. Those who oppose the plan dipped from 57% 45% to 51%. Support for UBI remains particularly popular among young people. 72% of those between 18 and 34 favor the idea. The proposal still isn't as highly favored among the older generation of Americans. Only 26% of those 65 and older back the UBI program. Now, Melody, we're talking about a government subsidy check for every citizen in the country. Would that not be socialism?
I think.
America's not waiting to be socialist. America's been socialist since about the 1930s. And going down the road further in that direction every time because the politicians promises more money out of the public coffers. That's called socialism. They call it social security. And we all signed up for that. We didn't even know it was wrong. We didn't know what was going on. So it is socialism. For HUD, Medicaid, Medicare, all school vouchers, all that is socialism, people. That's what it is. They take some rich, suppose, and give it to the poor. Now, we know that's not entirely true, but nonetheless, it is what it is. And the middle class gets hit the hardest with these taxes. And people that seem like the ones the middle class are trying their best to get ahead are the ones that are punished the most for working. But socialism is not waiting to get here. It is already here. And to think anything differently is insane and foolish because America had voted for those who promised the most for a long, long time. And I know I'm older than you are, Melody, but I remember back growing up when they first came out with it. They didn't have food stamps yet. They had something called commodities. If you were poor, you went down to the welfare office and signed up, and they would give you a box of food, a box of maybe cheese and salt, something like that. But they'd give you a box of food. That was called commodities. That was the beginning of the food stamp program. People lined up and got it because it was free stuff. And not realizing that every time the government gives you something, there's a hook along with it. And they can't give it to you freely because they didn't pay for it. You're paying for it in the first place. But this is how we got here. One little piece at a time. And now we are a socialist country. People don't want to hear that, I'm sure, but it doesn't change the facts. Any comments on that one?
Nope.
You're being
see,
very quiet.
I'm
there.
Being,
yeah, yeah,
see, being there quiet. You go again. You just said that, and then you denied that during break. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you.
All I said was the first segment was easy because I got to listen. But another situation coming up in local governments, this is our spending millions of dollars came from migrants, illegal immigrants, dumped by Trump's Border Patrol. Migrants arrive exhausted, out of money, even sick from time in Border Patrol custody. Local governments spend millions for their care. When U.S. Border Patrol agents started dumping migrants at a San Antonio bus station in the late March, sometimes in the middle of the night, with no warning, Colleen Bridger didn't know what to do. The city manager wanted to speak with the Border Patrol to figure out what was going on, how to coordinate the drop-off times, and how to assess the volume of migrants San Antonio could expect in the future. But because the Texas city is 150 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border and has never dealt with the influx of undocumented immigrants, that means illegal aliens, folks, before, there was a problem. I didn't even know the right Department of Division's office to call, Bridger said. Since then, San Antonio has received more than 31,000 illegal immigrants coming across the border, released by Border Patrol after they requested asylum. That's already cost the city more than $540,000. Cities cannot absorb that very long. They can't. But they bring them off, Melody, and dump them off in the middle of the street, so to speak, in the middle of the night. Where do they go? Who's going to be there? They're sick. They're out of money. They're just tired. Even the good people. Somebody got to take care of them for a while, don't they?
They do.
And dumping on towns and maybe having a hard time making budgets plan already, I think that is not only unfair, it's immoral to do that because they're really going to hurt everyone involved, the illegals and the cities. It's just going to happen that way. So I'll let you make comment if you want to, seeing how you used to being quiet all of a sudden.
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm listening. A woman that listens to a man, that's pretty rare. I appreciate that. Anyway, back to AI again, because I think this is interesting. AI equal with human experts in medical diagnosis study finds. This is amazing. We never thought this would be happening. Artificial intelligence is on a par with human experts when it comes to making medical diagnosis based on images review is found. The potential of artificial intelligence in healthcare has caused excitement, with advocates saying it will ease its strain on resources, free up time for doctor-patient interactions, and even aid the development of tailored treatment. Last month, the government announced, this is out of England, £250 million of funding for the new NHS Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. You know, some hospital, Melody, are actually sending robots around to the patient's room. You know that. And the doctor's on the screen. You've seen that, right?
I have.
Yeah. I mean, that's getting more impersonal every day, but why not? I mean, people, the healthcare cost is soaring. Maybe this will save money for the hospitals. I don't know, but it's amazing to me how that works. And China has come up with a new super camera that can instantly pinpoint specific targets among tens of thousands of people. It does 500 megapixel cloud camera. It says in China that it's capable of capturing the facial details of each individual in a crowd of tens of thousands of people, raising fears of facial recognition monitoring could it soon reach a new level. No duh. But this is in China. How much you want to be able to be here one day for too long?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I mean, when we were having a seminar in Somerville some years ago, we went outside. We had a parking lot full of people. Went outside. There was a cop car, a state police car, two cameras on the back of the cruiser, one on each side on the back of the back fender well, pointing out, you know, sideways from the car, reading license plate numbers in the parking lot. Now that's the truth. So don't tell me they're not doing that already. And they all they do is read the numbers. They knew who was there. They knew about any past warrants or whatever. Nothing I know ever come of that. But they were reading the people's license plate number to see who were at the seminar. And I was there. I saw the car. I didn't have a video. I wish I had, would have had a video camera. But that's how America's... This has been 10 years ago. How much worse has it gotten since then?
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know what the difference is? We noticed it. And we were a little upset, outraged, whatever it was back then.
Yeah,
but today,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, well, what are you going to do?
What really? People just
don't even flinch.
You know, I mean,
no.
Brain chip that said created for U.S. soldiers to take out enemies with their minds. Now I don't have time to read all this. We're running out of time so quickly here, but says in 2017, a pilot steered a plane through another simulation. This time, receiving haptic feedback, meaning the implants created a tingling sensation in their hands. Anyway, they flew the plane with their mind. They actually flew one plane two of them in formation, and did the other one. I'm trying to find out how it worked here. Through a series of different dives and different things, he did it all with his mind. Now, that is something. I mean, the system said it can be used for controlling other devices, including military equipment. It just goes on knowing how advanced they're getting with this. So, this is for soldiers that can kill their enemies without ever being, you know, without ever picking up a gun. They just tell it what to do, and it does it.
You know, everybody thinks about that as far as a military-type situation and so forth. But, I mean, they can do it to anybody.
Sure they can.
To anybody.
And they will.
And they will.
China's come out with a new sonic weapon that's handheld, like a rifle, that can make a person get dizzy, dirty their pants, vomit, just by pointing at them. It has a low wave frequency that disrupts the body functions. You don't think they'll use that on riot control? Or anywhere they want to use it? Of course they will. If anything different is silly. We know they're going to do that. But this is America Today. And people, this is why we're telling you to prepare yourself as best you can for what's coming. And financially, you're going to have some way to eat if things fall apart and you can't do what you want normally to do because you don't have the funds coming in. This is why this is what this is all about. Tell me to prepare. I don't know what the future holds. I'm not a prophet. I'm not God. But it's not looking good for the common man, so to speak.
And this isn't gloom and doom, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it isn't. It's fact.
It's just fact. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot lately that, you know, well, we've heard this for 30... You've heard me say this for the past couple of times. You've heard this for 30 years. Nothing's happened. Be blessed. Be thankful. Be thankful that they're not on our time frame. For some silly reason, they're giving us extra time. Because I think if they would have done it any sooner... they would have lost.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the division that they have today. And it's a division that's what's, you know, the frightening part. And we can't even get along, and you have to, can't even work anymore. Productivity goes down because of politics? Are you kidding me? People are so hateful, so spiteful. It's
the old saying is, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, exactly.
They're dividing us for a purpose, and we're going to fall one day, and it's going to hurt like you know what.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people can't have a hard time grasping it, and if it goes beyond what it is now, and God forbid we go to bloodshed in the streets. Oh my goodness.
And it's speeding so fast.
It is. It's getting faster every day. It is.
It is. And it's like, and there's no one out there with a common, with a calm demeanor,
someone that can calm the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there will
everybody
be one day
stirring
called
the masses
Antichrist.
Up.
There'll be one day one united called the Antichrist when this all falls apart. But it's coming. It's coming. And when it does happen, it will affect financials, folks. It has to. If we go into total chaos in the streets, it's going to affect everything. Even the supply chain, get your food in, it's going to affect all this. We're out of time.
We are. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
I hope I said enough today.
I'll never live it down.
Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. In my dreams.